I might get a refill.
I can make it for you.
You are on medical leave.
You're not in charge of me.
They kind of are.
They super are.
Is no one here on my side?
Not when your side involves you potentially hurting yourself in an attempt to make me some tea.
How would I hurt myself making tea?
You'd find a way.
Hey!
Excuse me, Sydney. Hot tea coming through.
Ooh, for me?
No, for Apollo.
Ableism strikes again.
You're so dramatic.
Ableism is a serious problem in today's society, Nevaeh. Disabled people are treated as second-class citizens.
God, this guy rocks.
You're perfect for each other.
Hey, that's not...
You're right. We would make the perfect disability advocacy team.
Oh, God, he's so stupid.
Huh?
Nothing. You didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Nevaeh, can I have another Pepsi coffee, please?
And I'll take some chamomile tea.
Just a water for me.
Are any of you assholes actually going to pay?
For water?
Not you.
I'll cover it.
Woo!
Yeah! So, how's the campaign prep going?
Nevaeh, you want to answer that?
It's going well. Val is helping me with all the specifics, making sure I have all the documentation I need to run for governor.
How does all of that work with the criminal record?
You mean the one she doesn't have?
It's part of the revised treaty.
Which you've all already signed, right?
Yes, all of us have.
The city's going to be a lot more peaceful now.
I wouldn't count on it. New villains are sure to rise up, and I haven't had contact with Absolute Zero for days.
Jude, you okay?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm really, really grateful to have you all in my life.
Wow, that's gay.
Hush.
Yeah. It almost feels like a dream. Like I'm dating my longtime crush and he's literally renouncing villainy for me? And most of the major villains in my city are agreeing to either step down or switch sides. All my friends are safe and happy and I get to be here with them and it feels...
good?
Yeah. Good.
Oh.
That's very sweet, Jude.
You're right. It's nice. It's new, but it's nice.
I think you'll make a great governor.
Politics is just villainy with extra steps.
Of course you would say that.
I call it like I see it.
You should come over tonight.
Right in front of my tea?
Not like that. Lucy misses you, and I want to spend time with you. And my house is boring and empty and kind of lonely, and I'm not allowed to work or patrol, so...
I'll come over, love. It would be my pleasure.
Thanks, Apollo.
Anything for Lucy.
Right, of course.
You two are cute together. I wouldn't have pegged you as a match before, but looking back, it was Beshert. You're meant for each other.
I like to think so.
Anyway, I should probably get back to the tower. Damage control over the gala is still ongoing.
Sorry.
We've already sorted that part out, Apollo. You're making up for it by becoming a hero, for real this time. And working without pay for the first few months.
Well, Nevaeh recently came into $10,000 anyway.
I am aware.
Who said I was paying your share of rent?
I don't have a share of rent, dumbass.
Maybe you should.
Don't make me remind you on why I shouldn't. Jude gifted me a book titled 1001 Cat Facts yesterday.
I take it back. You don't have to pay rent.
That's what I thought.
Oh, to have siblings.
Oh, to be an only child.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for the drinks, Nevaeh.
Anytime.
This just in! An up-and-coming villain is attacking a line of shops uptown. They seem to be headed for the Cat's Meow next. Where are the heroes?
No rest for the wicked.
Plenty of rest for you and Jude, actually. Let us handle this.
Ugh, being hurt sucks.
At least we're hurt together. Wanna hide in the back room while they fight?
Yeah, let's go. Thanks for fake dating me, Jude. And then real dating me. I like it. A lot. Being with you, that is.
I like it a lot too, Apollo. I love you. You know?
Oh, I know. You know I love you too, right?
Of course I do.
And don't come back!
Sounds like they figured things out.
Yeah. Ready to face the world again?
With you? always.